Boxing fans, welcome once again to the Fable Firm Show with my sidekick, John Zimbel, myself, Joe Cortez, former international boxing referee. I can tell you that boxing in 2017 was a great year of boxing. Look at 2018, John. We're on the right track again.
Oh, my goodness. We've been waiting. How are we going to follow it up? How are we going to follow up that great year? And this weekend we saw it. It was the first start. A star was born this weekend, man. I was blown away by that fight.
It was a great fight. We're talking about Errol Spence Jr. beating Lamont Peterson. Lamont Peterson was former two-time world champion in two different divisions. And he's 33 years of age. And, you know, when you pass your 30s, you know, you start going a little bit downhill. And it showed for Lamont Peterson. Personally, he's one of the nicest men you want to meet on this planet. He's got a heart of gold, loving, caring kind of guy, and along with his brother. But Errol Spence Jr. really put a little whipping on him.
Oh, he really did, man. I mean, and look, Lamont Peterson really put on a good show as far as he had a lot of fight. I mean, you said heart of gold, but he had a heart of a champion at the same time.
Yeah.
That guy just kept coming. He kept fighting, and he didn't want to give up, but, you know, he trusted his trainer, and their relationship was just so amazing to watch.
Yeah, it was very amazing. It's good to see a good camp work together with the fighter. When I was refereeing in boxing in the ring as a referee, I used to watch the corner men. I could sometimes read the body language of these trainers, and you can tell when something is not going right. You look at the corner. That's why you saw the referee. Harvey Dock is a great referee. Mm-hmm. He's a young, up-and-coming referee. Did an excellent job Saturday night. And he was in a corner at the end of the sixth round. And at the end of the seventh round, you can see there was a concern there. You see the ringside doctor. Mm-hmm. And in New York, you know, they're watching real close with the fighters' safety. And we want to make sure everything goes right. I like to see more commissions in foreign countries and around the world, especially in some states that the boxing is not too dominant.
Yeah.
You want to see a good ringside doctor. You got great doctors, but you need a super great ringside doctor.
Yes.
It's a big difference when you have.
Oh, yeah. You have to have the fight experience.
You have to experience as a ringside mm-hmm. doctor.
It's a different training. Let me ask, as a ref, because they called that fight, would you have stopped that fight?
Absolutely.
You would have?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, you can see that Lamont Peterson,
he lost
every round.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't, single round, yes. He didn't even win one round.
And actually, also as a referee, I had another question while I was watching that fight. I couldn't wait to ask you. Errol Spence, he got a couple warnings for low blows. Now, when you're a guy like Errol Spence who works the body and works it hard, that first shot, and I think the announcer mentioned it, and I said the same thing while I was watching it, Lamont kind of blocked it, and it made it go kind of low.
Yeah.
The other ones, I mean, he was testing the waters. None of that seemed intentional. But how do you mitigate that?
Well, you have to just give a one hit. Mm-hmm. Keep him up. We don't have to really break the action. Just keep him up.
Yeah.
You know. But if you think that it's intentional, especially when a fight is hurt, and the other, if he's hurt, he's looking for a way out. Sometimes he goes low. That's when a good referee has to be sharp, thinking good on his feet to make sure that if the fighter is getting beat, he starts hitting his opponent low. He's looking for a way out to call time, so he can referee call time, and he can recoup a little bit. A little tricks that they use in the game.
Yeah.
So you have to give him strong light warning, but if you think it's intentional, there are no warnings, automatic point deduction. And one of the things that you want to do is tell him to take control back in the dressing room. I told referee, in the dressing room, when you give him the instructions, you tell me, hey, guys, I want a good, clean fight. Mm-hmm. Protect yourself at all time. Watch your low blows, mm-hmm. kitty punches, rabbit punches, headbutts. Any of that is illegal.
Yeah.
If you commit fouls, and I think it's an intentional foul, there are no warnings. Okay. Automatic point deduction.
That makes sense.
And that's what the people say, oh, well.
I love what you put on your referee voice.
Well, you know, you gotta be like that. You gotta be firm.
Fair, but
firm, guys.
Well, it's called that. I love it, man.
Yeah.
No, exactly. And let me see. When you see, okay, Errol Spence was amazing. He was electric. He pushed the pace. He was incredible. He wasn't afraid of Lamont at all.
Right.
He was fast. He worked the body. But when you see something like that with those low blows, he almost got a point taken away.
Yeah.
If you fight, I mean, it wouldn't have mattered in this fight. But when he fights a Keith Thurman or a Sean Porter or a Terrence Crawford, Jeff Horn, if something like that, if you get a point taken away, every point matters. What would you say if you were his trainer?
I tell you, keep the punches up. Be careful,
yeah.
You know, keep him up because in the previous fight, the lightweight championship fight that night, Easter that
yes.
fought the other fighter, the kid Fortuna from Dominican
yes,
Republic.
Yes.
Fortuna hit Easter four punches behind the head. Rabbit punches, you know? And what happened? The referee, Ricky Gonzalez, did the right thing. At the end of the second round, and he took four punches, bang, 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 behind the head. Ricky Gonzalez called time, you know, and took a point. That one point It could have been a draw. Mm-hmm. That's why Easter won the retained.
Because of that point.
He retained the championship. It would have been a technical draw. Mm-hmm. But Fortuna thought he was victorious at the end. He was celebrating everything. I said to myself, don't celebrate, buddy.
No,
that one point, it was a very close fight. That one point can cost you.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. When he fights that next level of opponents, now nothing to take away from Lamont Peterson, but we're talking about these all-timers, these Terrence Crawfords, these Keith Thurmans, these really great guys. Every point matters in those. How do you train a guy who's so good at working the body? There's no question. Errol Spence, the body is his bread and butter.
Yeah, it's bread and butter. But again, like you said, sometimes you try to block the punch. You by blocking it, it goes down. Mm-hmm. That's when the referee has to see it was not intentional.
Exactly.
You know, he fended the punch and it caused him to go out. Sometimes when a fighter puts his hands over the head, and he holds him, and then he's trying to hit me with a body shot, and I bring him down. The punch goes low. Now what happens is you cause it.
Exactly.
You know?
And then to do with the guy throwing it.
It's
because you pulled him in a little
bit. Right. So if I bring you down, it's not your fault.
No.
It's my fault.
And I shouldn't get deducted, but the referee's got to be, in there.
The referee got to be watching.
Of course. Hey, also, what I noticed is Errol didn't seem to be afraid of anything that Lamont was throwing. Nothing at all. He was taking shots in the chin, and he was smiling, which was fun to watch.
Well, he wasn't taking that many shots.
But he took two, three good ones.
Yeah.
And you say if you take a guy like a Terrence Crawford who – he's got a lot more power behind those punches. I don't know if he's going to be able to let his fist fly quite the same way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Terrence Crawford is one of the better fighters out there, but he's coming up for a 140-pound champion to 147.
If he can keep the power, that's really good.
If he keeps the power, it's good. Because, Canelo went up from 154 to 160 when he fought.
That's a jump, man.
When he fought Triple G, and it's a big difference when you go up 6-7 pounds.
Oh, you're fighting monsters. Errol Spence is big for 147.
Yeah, he's
so you take a guy who's 140, even as all-time as Terrence Crawford is, and you bring him up to 147 to fight a guy who's big for 147.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a size mismatch there, and I'm actually really excited for that fight. But the sooner one would be the Thurman fight, which I think stylistically.
Thurman and Spence will be a good fight.
Oh my God, yes.
But I think Spence, they're not going to take Keith Thurman yet. They're going to think smart. They're going to wait a couple of more, maybe a year or two before.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say more
Thurman's
like 2 years.
Not going to take Spence right away either.
No.
Because Thurman's got he needs a tune-up fight after that elbow surgery.
Yeah, elbow. You got Sean Porter in there. You got Danny Garcia.
Oh, yes.
You got Jeff Horn, who's the other welterweight champion out there.
And he's going down to fight Crawford right now, but he'll bounce back up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he'll bounce. You may be right. He may bounce up from the canvas. Huh?
I think Terrence Crawford, that's a tough fight, man. Jeff Horn,
Jeff Horn is okay, but, he's fighting a Terrence Crawford, probably pound for pound.
Yeah, I got him. I got him number one or number two.
Yeah, he could be up there with the top three in the world right now.
Yes, exactly.
So it's going to be interesting to watch Terrence Crawford with Jeff Horn. But that's when you're going to see what's going to happen in the welterweight division. There is so much going on in the welterweight division. It's a really hot division.
Oh my God, so much! It's like a lightning rod right there, I can't wait to see it.
I mean, you have you got so many great fights coming up. You have March 3rd.
Oh, yes, March 3rd. We got Wilder versus the King Kong, Ortiz.
Luis Ortiz.
Oh, my God. Very next month. Next week.
And you know what? And they're two undefeated heavyweights.
Oh, my God. We got we have four undefeated heavyweights with five belts on the line. Yeah. And by the end of 2018, we're going to have one undefeated heavyweight. Yeah. Well, plus Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury, you got Joseph Parker, you got Deontay Wilder. Tyson Fury,
Anthony Joshua,
and
Luis Ortiz. You got five undefeated heavyweights right now, but you got four going against each other because Fury's on his comeback. Yeah. By the end of it, you'll have one guy with all five belts. It's going to be so cool in heavyweight. I can't wait.
It's going to be an interesting year.
By then, Tyson should be ready. He'll be back. Like by the time
you got to be careful when you say Tyson because everybody thinks he's talking about Mike Tyson. We're not talking about Tyson Fury, guys. Tyson Fury. Don't get that confused with Mike Tyson.
I know.
Mike Tyson's not coming back, guys.
No, he's not. He probably should hang it up, But I think it's bad. Yeah, you his last fight.
I refereed none of his fights, including his last fight, God. Mike Tyson. And let me tell you that when I got in that ring with Mike Tyson,
it's like a wild animal.
It was like, oh, my God. You don't know what can happen after he had that ear-biting incident.
Oh,
with Holyfield. Oh, you think? But Mike Tyson, he said, Joe, if you were not ring that, none of that would have happened. He told me, none of that would have happened. You would have taken control. He said, Holyfield can butt me with the head. What am I going to let him do, Joe? You know, he says, these guys.
I can't believe he said that.
Yeah.
Evander Holyfield did lead with the head, though. He always did that. And that's where he got in a lot of trouble with
that. Well, that was his style,
It was his style. And look, you got a lot of accidental headbutts from that, but I mean, there's no justification for biting a guy's ear twice. There just isn't.
I told him Mike Tyson should have some dinner that night.
He's eating a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what? Mike Tyson, you know, sometimes you got to wonder, you know, you let these guys do all this stuff, and Mike was, you know, freaking out. The guy, he cut it. He caught him. And Mike doesn't like to get cut. He said, the guy's fighting me dirty. And the referee not doing nothing about it. I am.
Oh my God, that was so crazy.
Then he bit the outside.
That was 20 years ago. That's considered the biggest, like the biggest moment in sports history.
Yeah, we will never forget the ear biting.
That's one of the crazy. I was in bed. I was a kid. My mom and dad came into my room and they were like, "It's the craziest thing we've ever seen." It was that big a deal.
I mean, how about with the fan man? We ran the Holyfield again.
Oh yeah.
And Reddick Bowe. Fight number two, Caesar's Palace, outdoors. The fan man comes into the ring. Come on, ear biting, the fan man.
Evander was a hot bet. And for a guy who
Both for the fact with Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield has had a reputation for being like a boring fighter, but his fights weren't boring when you factor in all the outside stuff that happened.
It was crazy. It was crazy, those incidents. And it happened to be that Mills Lane was the referee for both of those fights.
Is that true, too? That's exciting. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mills Lane, my brother, Mills Lane.
Hall of Famer.
Oh, another Hall of Famer. We loved this guy. He was a good man. He's like, let's get it on.
Yeah. You know? He was another ref for the catchphrase.
They like this. You know, he was a really good guy. People loved him.
I remember this.
He was a good man. I remember going to his chambers up in Reno when he was a judge up there. And he was kind of... He was like more like me, fair but firm.
Oh, yeah.
In that courtroom, in that chamber, he took over. He took control. Nobody got away with anything in that courtroom with him. He was a really tough judge as well.
That's exciting.
Very well respected and loved by so many folks around the world. I loved him. I thought he was one of the better referees out there. You know? But I feel that...
Our producer says we got about...
You got some questions?
Yeah.
You got some questions? Where the fair but firm comes from?
I actually don't even know that.
I'll tell you where it came from. One time I was doing an interview on TV in New York, and they said, Joe, what does it take to be a good referee? I said, well, I tried to pick out from where. Okay, good referee. I said, well, you have to be fair, you know, with the fighters, but by the same token, to take control, you got to be firm. So when I watched the show at home on TV after I got home, I started watching it, and I said, I'm fair, but I'm firm. You have to be firm. I put it together. I said, fair but firm. I said, you know what? I'm going to use that.
Do it with your voice. Let everybody know.
Hey, guys. Remember, I'm fair, but I'm firm. Touch him up. Tony the Tiger Lopez. Tony the Tiger Lopez, my man out there. I love Tony the Tiger Lopez. He's a three-time world champion. And he was one of the better ones out there. He fought Julio Cesar Chavez.
Oof.
And he beat so many great fighters out there. Rocky Lockridge, when he won the lightweight championship. Rocky Lockridge back in the days. And Robert Burr was the referee of that fight out in California. I think it was Sacramento.
Yeah.
Tony Tiger Lopez. Hey, my brother, I love you, man. Give my love to your wife, Kathy. I'll see you soon. You're moving to Texas, I understand. What's going on? Move out to Vegas instead. Argentina, who's that?
We just got a shout-out.
Oh, shout-out from Argentina. Hey, Argentina, ¿cómo está, mi hermano? Luna Park. Hice la pelea allá con Narváez. Bueno, peleó. Narváez está activo todavía. Increíble. Saludos a mis amigos de Argentina.
Okay, so anyway, I
talk to my Spanish friends.
I love it.
And los países latinos.
And we love hearing
Mexico, Panamá, mm-hmm. Venezuela, Argentina, Colombia, todo, Puerto Rico. Estamos todos ahí para todos, para ustedes. Los queremos mucho.
And remember, fans, when you catch us live, I'll just ask us questions, and we're happy to answer them on air. It's really fun for us, and it's a really cool interactive thing that we love doing. It's exciting for us. So we've been doing this.
Hacemos preguntas también del boxeo. Cualquier pregunta que quiera, la contestamos. All right.
Man.
So this is what the fans want to see.
Yes.
Us talking and interact with you fans out there about what's going on with boxing. I do a show later on with Emily Lofe from Mexico. We do a Spanish segment as well after this one
here. She's incredible.
She's incredible. She's a sweetheart. She's a nice young lady. And her husband, Chris, I took them the other night to see my friend Matt Goss at the Mirage Hotel.
What a great show.
What a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight I'm going out with Gilberto Santa Rosa for the Salcero. Gilberto Santa Rosa, him and I are going to go see. I'm going to take him to meet Wayne Newton. Yes.
Really?
I'm going to take him to meet Wayne Newton tonight at Bally's Hotel.
That's a cool story.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm going to take Gilberto Santa Rosa. Then Gilberto Santa Rosa is performing here at the House of Blues in Las Vegas Thursday night. So I'll be out there watching my buddy Gilberto Santa Rosa. We're good friends for many years. He He's a salsero, and I like to, you know, get down and do a little salsa myself.
Well, that is cool. That's a big week.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exciting, man. Yeah. I'll tell you something. Errol Spence impressed me so much this weekend, and I can't. I've watched this fight 3 times now. As a southpaw, impressing the issue, his speed, his power, he does not stop.
You know, when I'm talking about, you talk about southpaw, you're a right-handed fighter.
I am.
Right-handed fighter, mm-hmm. And you're a southpaw, yeah. You're here like this. So it's dangerous sometimes. I tell the fighters, be careful with the head buzz. Because I'm here like this, I come in, mm-hmm. and the heads are closer. When you're right-handed, and you're distant. But when you're like this, your hands are closer. Mm-hmm. So if he's coming with a right hand punch and I come in with one, it's an accidental headbutt. That's where the referee has to be very careful and watch out for it.
He kept setting him up with the jab and the right and the hard left to that here to this body. Yeah. It just broke him. What do they say? Kill the body, the head will die.
That's right. They say. But you know, thank God there were no headbutts. No accidental headbutts. But boxing is a great sport to watch. You got to know the game and watch us here. We try to explain to you, to educate you a little bit on styles of fighters. You have a slugger versus a boxer. Mm-hmm. They always say a good boxer would beat a good slugger, but if that slugger catches you with one punch,
that's all it takes.
It could put you away. They say the right one don't get you, the left one will.
Exactly.
So it's crazy.
That's the truth, man. That's the truth. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And you see things like that. Like you see a guy like, I mean, Errol has stopped 10 straight opponents now.
Yeah.
10 with stoppage. Well, I mean, the guy is relentless, and he's a wild animal.
And he's not that muscle-bound.
No,
you know?
He's not. He's
like Julio Cesar Chavez. Oof. You look at those guys, they don't have muscles or nothing, but they can punch.
Quick.
They know how to hit.
He's pretty built, but he's not. He's still fast. He's not muscle-blocked.
No,
when you see, like, it kind of hinders him.
Yeah, when you got muscle-bound, you're too tight. What happened there, your punches are coming out slower.
Locked.
Because you're too tight. I like to see a looser, you know,
looser hand. He just let those hands loose.
He let him go.
Watching it with that southpaw style makes it even prettier, man. It makes it a little bit so much fun to watch.
I know
he's such a humble dude.
I mean, Lamont Peterson doing training has sparring partners, southpaw fighters, because, you know, when you get in that ring with a southpaw, it's not the same when you're going in with a righty, you know, so it makes it a little bit more difficult, especially when you're getting hit from different angles.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, you get discombobulated.
Everything just backwards, right? I mean, every way you've trained your whole life, it's just the opposite way. When you're looking out for the jab, it's coming from the other direction.
Yeah, and you know what? And you feel so sorry for Lamont Peterson because, like I said, he's a good man. He was a good champion. He was dangerous. And Sean Porter said it best during the intermission interview before the fight, that he felt like Spencer was going to beat him on the decision. Is it going to be a tough fight? It's going to be a decision. It was tough for Lamont Peterson.
It was tough. I mean, every round. Like
It was tough for Lamont Peterson, not for Spence.
Oh, yeah. No. When they said, when they asked Peterson, when this trainer asked him in the middle, he said, I'm losing every round, man. He said, I'm going to keep going out there, and I'm just going to have to let him fly, but I'm losing every round, and I can't box anymore. I'm not going to win.
After the sixth round, you know, there was a conversation in the corner.
Yes.
And he said, I'm going to stop his father training. He said, you know, you got to show me something, otherwise I'm going to stop it. The next round, when they came back at the seventh round, he came back there and told him, okay, you know, that's it. He told the doctor, and you could see the little commotion in the corner. You know, a lot of they were looking real close, and of course, they were like thinking about stopping it.
And what Lamont said about his trainer at the end, when he said, when the interviewer asked him, are you upset because you wanted to keep going? And he said, I trust that man, and I respect every decision he has. Okay. He said, if he tells me to fight a million guys, I'll run in there and fight a million guys. And if he says that's it, that's it. That's the kind of relationship we want to see more of in boxing.
Exactly.
It was such a beautiful thing, and it warmed my heart to watch even somebody so gracious in losing with that kind of relationship. It was really a beautiful thing.
Well, okay, there's a question. Yeah, question. Somebody go ahead. The next star from Puerto Rico. Well, there's a couple of young fighters that are up and coming. There's a kid named Felix Verdejo, who's undefeated. He has not won a title yet, but he's up in his way there. And you have a kid, Tito Acosta, who just won a title about 2 months ago. There's a couple of young fighters up and coming in Puerto Rico. They're developing new talent now. Golden Boy Promotion is starting to do some fights in Puerto Rico along with Miguel Cotto Promotion. And that's they're developing some young talent. Mm-hmm. They had a press conference today in Puerto Rico talking about that. So,
and we actually did a show about, 6 weeks ago with who's the gentleman that you read the column with?
Yeah, with Carlos Narvaez, my buddy Carlos Narvaez.
We talked all about up-and-coming Puerto Rican talent. If you're more interested in it, we did a really good, it was a whole full phone interview with him, and we pretty much just dove into Puerto Rico and also Miguel Cotto's legacy. It was a really good one. So yeah, make sure you check that out, all right?
Yeah, I write a column every Friday in Puerto Rico, El Vocero. It's called Contragolpes, Counterpunch in Spanish. And Carlos Narvaez, my partner, he's the editor of sports section in El Vocero newspaper. And he talks about, he asks me different questions about boxing. I give him my opinion. He has his opinion on the same question. And we've been doing that for the last 4 years. So there's a lot of interest in Puerto Rico and around the world who read the column El Vocero every Friday. In 4 years, I think we only miss about 3 or 4 times.
That's crazy.
Because of certain holidays. But it's a great column, El Vocero newspaper, called Contragolpes. Yeah. But, you know, yeah. John, I'll tell you that a lot of fans have been asking a lot of questions from around the world. And we got one from the United Kingdom, several from the United Kingdom the other day.
Anthony Johnson.
I was doing a nice interview last night from Australia. They called me last night doing a little talk. It was via a radio station in Australia. And one of the questions they were asking me, they said, Joe, we were watching the Larry Holmes and Mike Tyson fight.
Oh, yeah.
They were talking about that. I said, Joe, you were the referee in that fight. And they wanted to know, how did it feel refereeing that fight? So I told them, gave my opinion. Well, you know, Larry Holmes was fought Muhammad Ali. He beat Muhammad Ali. And when he got into a fight with Mike Tyson, he was kind of like semi-retired. He kind of came back.
Yeah,
he was inactive for like 2 years. And he came in there. He was trying to jab, use that jab out of distance with Mike Tyson.
Good luck.
But only
so
did
everybody else.
Only took him, except Dr. Douglas.
No, exactly, yeah.
but Mike Tyson was able to put away Larry Holmes. He put him down, and I didn't even bother to count when he went down.
I didn't even bother to count. Although, even though that was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, Mike Tyson knocking him out. Although, when you asked Larry Holmes who the hardest man who ever hit him was, it was our friend Ernie Shavers, who we had in the studio last week. Make sure you check that out.
Yeah.
Because it was super exciting, and it was a really good interview. But that's who Larry Holmes said
was
the hardest puncher he ever had hit, our friend.
Ernie Shavers.
Who's the nicest guy I ever met in my life.
Yeah, exactly. He was 73 years young, and I say young because he looks young.
He looks younger than me. Yeah. The guy looks unbelievable.
You're still a handsome guy. You're young.
No, I'm not. I don't need it. But what I mean is, I mean, he does. He looks incredibly young for 73 years old.
He looks good for 73, no question. But he says, we asked, what's the trick of it? How do you keep yourself looking young? He said he took care of himself. He ate healthy. He never smoked.
He never drank nothing.
But he has 9 kids, so, you know.
Oh, he did something.
He did something.
He's active.
I think he got like 9 or 10 kids.
So
he said.
Many kids. Wow. No wonder he fought for so long.
He had no time to be drinking or smoking. He was having babies.
And raising 9 kids. Oh my God. Yeah. That. When would you go out and party?
he's out having more fun this way.
Yeah, so. What a good guy though. Honestly, truly super nice guy. And he amazed me because his hands weren't as big as I thought they would, but his fists were massive.
Yeah, yeah, big
fists. It was same size hand as me, just about. And then when he closed his fist, it was about twice the size.
That's right.
It was kind of crazy to watch.
People say, I got big hands for a bantamweight.
You do for this. I mean, look, your hands are bigger than mine, and I'm taller than you, and I probably outweigh you.
And you know what? But I can hit harder than you.
I believe you. I don't want to find out. I saw you shadowboxing me too much.
Hey, guys, you see what we have fun on our show? This is the kind of show we like to have. We want to be different than everybody else out there. You know, we have a real referee and a real sportsman out here who knows his boxing.
And all sports.
Hey, you're a comedian too. I understand.
I do. Yeah, I do.
You got a clean joke for the fans
I don't
out there?
Any clean jokes at all.
No, are they all dirty?
Yeah, they're all dirty. They're not good for podcasts.
Oh man. See, fair. We try to give you something decent.
You check me out on YouTube though, John Zimmel. You
find John Zimmel.
Z E M E L.
Z E M E L.
Yes, sir.
You see him on.
We'll link it on the Facebook too.
So it's John Zimmel.
Yeah, it's just if you just Google that, you'll find. There's not a lot of us. But if you go on YouTube, you'll see.
You're pretty decent.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're decent.
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm okay. I like it.
We're in Vegas. We're in Vegas. If I can.
I know. I'm not great, but I'm good. I'm getting there. I like it.
You're not the best, but you're hard to beat.
I'm hard to beat. Exactly. I'm fair, but I'm first.
Okay. So we're here in Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. John Zimmer, comedian. Hey, why
exactly.
Not?
It's a lot of fun, man. And this show is the coolest thing we do, the coolest thing I do in my whole life. And being able to talk sports with you and being out here with the fans and hearing them ask us questions. And we got Charlie, who's the greatest producer on the planet. And we have the beautiful Emily's coming on next.
Emily, she's a sweetheart.
And honestly, we couldn't do it without you guys.
Charlie.
Charlie, come on.
Charlie, the producer.
I said Charlie.
The sound man. The good-looking guy. You look like Charlie Rocks on YouTube.
Yes.
Check out Charlie Rocks on YouTube. He plays the guitar.
And he's really talented.
He's like a Carlos Santana. He's a real good talent guy. Charlie Rocks. on YouTube. Yeah. Charlie, am I correct?
Is that
Charlie Rock?
All right, cool.
Charlie Rock, check him out. Oh. He got his act together, pretty good.
He sure does, man. He's got our act together. He makes everything. He makes this whole thing hum. So that's good.
Yeah, yeah. See little gold.
He's got a little glove. Yeah, how come everybody's got a glove on me?
I gave him that glove last week.
You gave everybody a glove last week.
I got to get you a glove.
You got to give me a glove.
I got to get you a glove. I got some like winter gloves.
I would take a winter glove. I'll take something.
Next week, you have one on next week.
I want one, yeah.
You got
Oh, man. Well, all right, fans.
Okay, fans, listen, we'll talk to you guys soon. It was great seeing you guys again. Are you guys seeing us? Let's put it that way.
Well, yeah.
I'm just looking at the camera. I think I'm seeing you guys.
We're looking into your soul.
We're looking into your soul. You're right. Guys, take care. God bless you always. And check me out with Emily Lofer. We'll be coming on the Spanish section for you Spanish-speaking fans out there. We love you guys. And remember, keep your guards up at all times. And remember, I'm fair, but I'm firm. Touch them up.